It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Oh, yeah. Here it comes.
Dude. That was a great video. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, wow.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Brock and Hunter, welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast.
How you doing?
Hey, it's the podcast.
We're happy now because I might get a little angry here.
Yeah, we're really cheery, but at this point, we're going to rant a little bit. And you brought this up, and I'm glad I can piggyback and discuss this with you. So France, the French government has decided to no longer have child beauty pageants.
I'm pulling up the post right now just so I can read you what I read.
You can't read. Kid can't even read.
Organizing child beauty pageants is illegal in France, and people have a lot of feelings about it. And I'm one of them. You know what? Let's give a round of applause.
Good
to
job,
France. There we go, France.
You gun dropping sissies. Nice work.
Way to go. You did something that's right. You know what, America? We need to piggyback on this. We need to grab a hold of this and praise it and run with it.
Yeah.
Because, dude, child beauty pageants are fucking ridiculous.
Make sure we're not on program.
Here we go.
I will agree with that statement. I concur, good sir.
What's the point? What are you doing?
None. There is none.
Is there a good point?
There is no reason to be dolling up these kids.
I was thinking about this yesterday. I'm thinking about, all right, what am I going to say? How am I going to set it up? What? Blah, blah, blah. It's perfect for the podcast because I'm going to be swearing. Mm-hmm. All right, let's do this. Pros. What are the pros of it?
The only thing, if I were to say anything, is getting them comfortable public speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Like answering questions, maybe showing off a talent.
Yeah, I agree with that, that's public speaking and the talent.
Yeah, but...
Other than that...
There's no...
What's the point?
No.
What's the point?
I mean, maybe building their confidence, but if they don't win...
They don't have confidence yet.
Yeah.
They're children.
Yep.
You're making your parent happy about themselves and you.
Yeah.
It's all about this psychotic parent.
Yeah.
That sets it up.
Those pageant moms.
You know? Craziness, dude. Yeah. So in this post, there is a guy who's having a child, and his neighbor is one of these moms.
Yeah.
All right? And she's fully blown into it. And he's like, in the post, he says, dude, I'm not even considering it. This lady is batshit crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Her child is like two and a half to three.
Yeah.
So she's like a year and a half into it.
Yeah.
He said she's already spent $50,000.
That's
$50,000 in like makeup,
mm-hmm.
clothes, travel. It costs to be in these pageants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
50 grand, dude.
Yep.
50 grand. The kid doesn't even know what's going on.
No.
So what are you doing it for?
No, it's for the parents.
It's for the pedophiles. That's what it is, Brock. It's for the pedophiles.
Honestly, it is a weird thing, especially because here's the thing. It's not like a kid's going up in like their Oshkosh, by gosh, you know, overalls and singing a song. No, it's these kids mm-hmm. Young girls with fake eyelashes, big yeah. hair, makeup,
yeah.
wearing like ballroom dresses, ballroom gowns.
For what? What are you trying to do? What is the point?
There is no point.
Are you trying to impress?
There is no point to
these
it.
These fucking creepy old guys that are judging. Because
yeah.
it is. It is old white dudes
yeah.
every time
well,
judging
it's,
this
it's
stuff.
It's a room full of adults putting kids through this.
Dude, they have a bikini portion.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Just sit here and think about this for a second.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to say anything. Just dwell on this for the 3 seconds. It's going to be silent. They have a bikini portion for child beauty contest. Think about
that's
that.
That's fucking crazy. Hunter's face right there.
Dude, my
face.
How is it a thing?
And it's a big, I mean, there's TV shows. The whole,
it's on TV.
Honey Boo Boo, she's famous
because of that.
Of the pageants. And the stuff.
Dude, they're putting the kids in two pieces.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And having them like strut around like.
There's like a dance portion to
yep.
it.
Yep.
So the kids are dancing. Some of them, dude.
Yeah, it's creepy. Dude, it is. It's creepy. It's absolutely creepy.
It boils
yep.
my blood.
Yep.
And you know what? It has nothing to do with the kids because the kids have no fucking idea what they're doing.
No.
It's the parents. It's the people putting on these contests.
Yeah.
And for what reason?
Yeah.
To make you feel better about
you
yourself.
You see the kids too when they're like walking and they're smiling. Like there's kids wearing like.
The fake smile.
Like the fake teeth.
Teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, they have like dentures that they put, like caps that they put in their mouth to give them these big white Like, it's like it's insane. It's
dude, you're setting your kid up for failure. What you're setting your kid up for is to always look and present yourself like a perfect person.
It's vanity. Look at me, look at me. I'm only worth something if I win a trophy, if I win a beauty pageant. And to be fair too, the Miss Universe and Miss America pageants.
Get rid of it.
Miss Teen USA.
Turn it into a talent competition.
Well, and they do have that portion, but why do you have a bikini or a swimsuit portion? Why do you have a ballroom gown portion?
You're teaching people to be judgmental.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yep.
That's all it is.
Yep.
That's all good it's doing.
Well, think about do you remember that girl, that Miss USA, the one that had that blonde that had the horrible answer?
Mm-hmm.
Where she's like, such as, and so forth. And it's terrible. She spirals out.
Yep.
She spirals out. And
it's awkward.
And she got destroyed by the internet.
Destroyed.
I mean, destroyed.
Uh-huh.
That girl's life was over, man. All because of this stupid pageant to try and pick.
Stupid
you're
content.
The prettiest. You're the prettiest and the smartest. And you can twirl a baton. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You
know what you should be entering your kids in? Not beauty pageants. How about like rec soccer like everybody else?
Yeah.
Or you know what, take them to the playground or spelling bees. Yeah. I don't care.
Well, bring back, going back to Honey Boo Boo, there was, I remember this one, I'll never forget this, is she was talking about her, what does she call it, like her go-go juice? And it was basically like Mountain Dew mixed with like orange juice that she would just chug, and you'd see her just get amped up before, like, so here,
she's
the mom
hopped up on sugar.
The mom is giving her
this
sugar cocktail,
which is
so the kid's energetic for this pageant.
Yeah.
And it's like, are you kidding me?
How is it still a thing in America?
I think it's child abuse in my mind.
It is
I really do think so.
It is.
Yep.
It's child abuse, man. You hit it right on the head there.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. How is it still a thing?
I mean, here, well,
you know, with the amount of information that gets passed around these days with the internet and people talking to each other, how in God's name is it still a thing in America?
And I'll call it out around here, too, is, you know, pageants around here. I mean, look at these kids. Look at that.
Dude, that is ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are you dolling up a kid?
I mean, look at these. Look at these kids. They don't look like kids.
They don't. Dude, they're full-blown
makeup.
Like,
that girl looks miserable. And then, too, like, okay, the kids that don't win, like, I'm sorry, as a child, I'm not saying everyone needs to be a winner, but you're putting them in a situation where they're being judged, and then they're told, you're not good enough, you're not good enough, you win, you're better than everyone else, you're not good enough, you're not good enough. And it's based on looks.
And think about the kid that does like 10 of them, who's lost all 10 of them.
Look at that.
Despite that point, who cares about that shit?
Dude,
just pull that one first picture up again.
Which one, this one?
Yeah. No, not that one, not the other one.
That one.
I look at that and it's creepy to me.
Yeah, it is.
It's
very
weird. It's creepy. It makes me uneasy.
Yeah.
Looking at that.
Yep.
And there's people who go to these competitions
multiple ones a year
and sit there and watch.
Like, yeah. That's ridiculous.
Dude, it's almost like.
Ugh.
Oh, man.
There's that classic Honey Boo Boo one.
I don't even want to say it.
No.
But it reminds me of like, I can't say it. I know it's a podcast, but I would go way too deep on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's too much. But I think you know what I'm getting to. And it has to do with the word ring. You know? I don't understand how it's still around. I came across that post on Reddit yesterday.
Well, and I don't think it will be forever. With France doing stuff like that.
Dude, they're fining people. You get 30 grand.
Yeah, I guarantee a lot of other people will be following suit, and I hope the United States does as well. And again, okay, fine. Have adult beauty pageants. Go for it. It's still stupid. It's
still
pointless.
It's still stupid.
It's pointless. People lose their minds
but
every
year. At least they're 18, and at least they're making their own decisions. At least they are doing it.
Yeah.
They're not having somebody else force them into it.
Yeah.
It's just insanity to me, man.
Actually, you know what? I am going to have a kid, and I'm going to put him in a beauty pageant, but I'm not going to get him all. I'm just going to have him out there in like random shirt that they were wearing.
There you go.
That says, like, my grandpa's the best. It's got, like, a dinosaur. Like, just put him up there.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have him be the most talented sons of bitches.
You know, a real child.
Yeah, a real child.
Like, look at it. It's a real kid up there.
He's, you know, how about just a child pageants? Yeah. And it's just kids up there like, hey, what's up?
Now, you know what? You send him up there with a sandbox.
Yeah,
he's
there
just
you
sitting
go.
There playing in the sandbox.
Hey, kids, today for the pageant, you're just going to be playing with each other.
Yep.
How about that? And then the adults are going to stand back and not practice dance routines in the background while you're doing yours. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's insane.
You creepy old sons of bitches.
Yeah, think about when did this start? Actually, no, that's a good.
While you're looking that up, if you're a parent and you're putting your kid in child pageants, you're fucking insane.
Yeah,
you are a special type of person, and you know what? I know what type of person you are.
It started.
You're
in...
You're selfish.
Yeah, no, you're trying to be. You're living through your kids because either you were a failed pageant kid or you want the attention on there.
Put the kid up for adoption because you're not a parent. You're not. I believe heartily on this.
Here's what Wikipedia has it as. A child beauty pageant is a beauty contest featuring contestants under 16 years of age. Competition categories may include talent, interview, sportswear, casual wear, swimwear, western wear, theme wear, outfit of choice, decade wear, and evening wear. What kids? Did you have evening wear as a child?
You're throwing your kid out there in a gown, huh? What the fuck? Why?
And what kid?
Why?
I hated dressing up for church. Had to put on my Sunday best, which was usually an awkward clip-on tie and an uncomfortable shirt.
What is that doing? Oh, that kid looks the best in an evening gown.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? If it's nighttime and you were going to put a gown on, this kid right here would be the best looking one.
That's right.
You
this
know?
Is the this is the best kid
in an evening gown. Okay, let's move on. Dude, what?
Yeah. Beauty pageants started in 1921 when the owner of an Atlantic City hotel struck up the idea to boost tourism. However, that idea already circulated through Most Beautiful Child contests held in major cities. Jesus Christ.
3 years later, that guy went to jail for being a pedophile.
Yeah,
okay. Get your kids out of it. We need to stop with the beauty pageants.
Yeah, it's just reading up.
Especially the child beauty pageants. Here's another thing, man, I kind of wanted to rant about.
Yeah.
My ex-girlfriend was a beauty pageant queen.
Yeah.
Dude, I always, always believed in it. That it changed her at the time. I could just tell, like, the way, like, she carried herself. She always kind of went back to it, too.
Yeah. Well, again, in your mind, you're always, look at them.
It makes you feel like, I'm a beauty pageant queen.
Yeah.
I can kind of do whatever the hell I want.
Wow.
It's already bad enough with women being able to feel like they can do anything because they have the control of sex and the sexual motivation that guys just naturally have.
Yeah.
But then you're taking all this stuff and piling it on. Like, okay, I'm a beauty queen. Now I can blah, blah, blah. People are putting it on their resumes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Well, I told you, you go to Water of Elite and there's a billboard with, Miss Water of Elite.
And we're not taking any away from that girl. She's a very nice girl. She's beautiful. She's a nice girl. But
what's
the point?
What's the point?
What is that? So, okay.
What is that transition in later on in life?
In life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's teaching them bad morals, man.
Yeah.
It's terrible for your morals.
Mm-hmm.
Morally, you're going to be that person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what else to say, man. I get so upset thinking about it.
I guess for me, it's just the beauty part of it. We're always told, and don't get me wrong, Miss America, the Miss Universe, there's some beautiful women on there, gorgeous women. But
you feel comfortable about judging a child and its beauty?
No, and that's what I'm saying.
I don't.
As a child, and also too, but... In this day and age, we're still taught you got to look at what's inside. If we're judging people,
that's how you start, and that's what you need to start from the very beginning.
Yeah,
and they're doing the complete opposite.
And I think they just add the talent portion and the question portion to make it seem less, vapid.
That is the most beautiful child out of all 10 of them. If that's not the most fucking creepy thing that comes out of somebody's mouth, think about that phrase. Think about that. You're judging that kid on his beauty?
Yeah.
It's a kid. It's not even developed.
No.
There's no such thing. It's a child. If you said, you know what, that's the most beautiful child in the inside.
Yep.
It changes the whole thing.
Yep.
But you're looking at the kid.
Yeah.
And you're thinking.
Well,
you're
a child wearing makeup.
Because you know what
makeup?
You're doing is you're judging it on the other kid. So you're looking at features of the kid
that
makes something inside of you pop up a little bit or make you excited.
No,
a little
it's
bit.
Weird. Well, and also
it's
too, they're
weird.
They don't look like kids. They have full makeup. They have hairdressers.
Right.
They have adult makeup and hair done.
It's like saying what? According to you, which child has the most attractive attribute to you?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the most pedophile thing you could ever think of?
Yeah, the fact that Chris Hansen hasn't been to every child beauty pageant and said, hey, why don't you have a seat?
Everybody, sit down.
Yeah, everyone, just stay seated.
Everybody.
Because you're all fucked up. Right. That's what it boils down to. I think this is great that France did that.
What made it pop up? Why did it just happen now? Where France was like, did something happen?
I don't know. Somebody
just like got smart and was like, hey. You know what? This is kind of fucked up.
Are we still doing those?
Right. We should
It's 2019, guys.
This is kind of weird.
Yeah. Let's stop it.
Let's do it.
Good idea.
It starts here, guys, in this podcast. I don't care if 2 or 3 people listen to it.
Yep.
Pop up and spread the word, because you know what? In America, we need to ixnay this. This is ridiculous.
It
guys.
Is. This is a perfect time to start. I'm just glad France finally did something like this, and hopefully more places follow suit.
Yep. So. Usually we go on both sides of this.
Unfortunately, this is what America is going to do, and not to sound unpatriotic, but what we'll do is we'll lean the opposite way harder.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, in America we still do this. Not like those European countries. It's like, okay, it'll probably get even more popular. I hope not.
I understand there's difference in opinions on subjects and stuff we talk about. If you're on the opposite side of this one, fuck you.
Yeah, I don't think you. If I were to sit down with someone, or we were to ask someone who does beauty pageants or has their child, be like, what is your kid gaining from this?
What do you get?
What
is your kid? Benefiting from this?
Yeah. What lesson are they learning?
And if you come up with something where it sets me back, where I'm like, okay,
I don't think they would.
That we didn't say in the beginning of this podcast.
Yeah.
You know, the talent. Maybe social skills a little bit, hanging out with the other
maybe.
Kids.
And I'm just
maybe.
That's me.
Maybe
to, learning to put your best foot forward. Well, does that mean getting dolled up?
Yeah.
And strutting around in a 2-piece bathing suit?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It is the
like
most.
I say, get rid of the. Just make it a child pageant then. Make it all right. Here, come.
Or a
kids
talent
gonna come
pageant.
In. Yeah, that's what I mean.
The
a talent
kids
show,
like
yeah.
to do stuff.
Yeah, talent show.
You know,
if the kid can burp the ABCs, if that's a talent, good. Get up there and do it.
Instead of dressing them up in different attire and
watching
them,
have you ever watched it?
They walk like the adults.
It's like what the they're not being treated like kids. They're being treated like adults, and it's creepy as fuck,
dude. If I found myself like I accidentally walk into a theater and sit down and I wonder what's happening here. And that happens, dude. I'm getting up.
Yeah,
I'm getting up and I'm walking out.
I'm booing and I'm leaving.
What?
I'm calling Child Protective Services.
Yes. Ah, it's just so hard to wrap my brain around.
It is weird. No, I'm glad you brought this up, and it's great to see that France is doing it. And like I said, hopefully,
let's follow suit.
Everyone
guys.
Should follow suit.
Yep.
So, there you go. You weirdos.
Yeah. If you're one of those people.
Oh, but I want a crown. I'm the most beautiful.
No. You know what? You're baiting your child for a bunch of pedos.
Yeah.
Sad. It's a sad thing, and it's sad that America still does this, guys.
Wait, Hunter, are you just sad because you never won a beauty pageant?
I got second place in a hot body contest my sophomore year of high school. That's all my glory. That's all the glory I need.
Yeah, but what about the hot brain contest?
There you go. You know what it was? It was a fucking baby that beat me out at that hot body.
Some jack toddler came up. That's why you're all mad about it. Damn it. A jacked up toddler.
Damn it, that ripped baby.
Damn you, ripped baby. All right, that's going to do it for this podcast. Thank you so much for hanging out. Don't forget to explore more on the website, wirx.com, where you found the podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.
Dude, I'm never having kids.
Hey, why don't you have a seat?